Hey guys, welcome back to Dance Fever, Southern West Virginia's longest running dance competition recap show. I'm one of your hosts, Eddie Lee.
I'm your other, Terry Ann.
We are here to talk about all of the dance competition shows that we watched that were on between October 1 and October 10. So that should include the fourth and fifth episodes of Strictly Come Dancing, a competition and a vote-off show. Five episodes of It Takes Two. Dancing with the Stars, Season 33, Episode 3, and Episode 4, which were back-to-back this week that we sit here and record earlier in the week. We'll tell you the themes of all those shows when we get to them. So I think that's it. You want to start with Dancing with the Stars?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
In Dancing with the Stars, we have Soul Train Night. And we have a guest judge, Rosie Perez, who was a Soul Train dancer. And our host and hostess are Alfonso and Julianne. And our judges are Eddie Lee, Terry Ann, Carrie Ann, Rosie Perez, Derek, and Bruno.
So many numbers.
So many judges. So
and there's
numbers.
Further connections between Rosie Perez and the folks there also. She, after having danced for a while, became a choreographer. And one of the shows that she choreographed was In Living Color, which incorporated the Fly Girls, the female dance group there. And at one time, Carrie Ann was a Fly Girl. So was Jennifer Lopez. But I don't know. I couldn't necessarily locate when. I've seen that Jennifer Lopez and Carrie Ann were on the ensemble at the same time. I could not find anything for Rosie to see if dates matched up or anything like that. So I don't know. But it is possible that Rosie Perez choreographed Carrie Ann when she was a Fly Girl.
Could very well be.
So
we also had some Soul Train dancers, as we featured Poppin' Pete from the Electric Boogaloos quite often in the night. He came out and danced when the troupe was dancing I think he was on stage at least three times, maybe even four.
Big part of the show. And then another original Soul Train dancer
went in and helped Chandler and Brandon with their cha-cha.
Is that one was? Okay. Yeah. Because what? Because they wanted a disco thing?
They wanted to know the feel of Soul Train.
Okay.
So that they could try to stick the feeling of Soul Train into their proper dance.
And there was a handful of former Soul Train dancers.
That's what I say.
Watching as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, not just these that participated, but the camera showed them several times off to the side, front row, but off to the side there. So they had their own extended table as opposed to the little two or four person tables that they usually have. So that was cool that they worked the theme, but also had representatives of the theme. I like that.
They
a lot.
Had Don Cornelius's son there, Tony.
Yep.
And there's going to be a new show of some sort. I don't know if it's a Vegas show, a TV show, or a Broadway show, but there's going to be a Soul Train revival show.
I think that was Broadway.
Could be.
I think I heard him say that it was his son that was talking about it. Yeah, I believe he said it was going to be on Broadway.
Okay.
That Soul Train's next iteration is as a Broadway show. So that could be mildly interesting, depending on what they want to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Broadway is typical for one or two really kinds of productions. I don't know that Soul Train strictly is either one of those productions, at least in my mind. So, but it could be interesting.
So this was a pre-recorded because of the presidential debates. So it wasn't live. They did air it and have live voting. So you could vote while it was being aired.
Right.
You could do the regular voting like you do when it's live. That way they could combine. They didn't eliminate anybody, but they could combine the votes for that show with the votes for the show right after on the next night.
Which was live.
And so have a double elimination.
Had live voting for it.
That way they got past the... Oh, it's pre-recorded and nobody can vote thing.
Right. Yeah. Wham, wham, wham.
Yeah. So the first couple out were Phaedra and Val doing a quick step.
Dancing to Aretha Franklin's Think from the Blues Brothers soundtrack.
Yes. And I thought she did... I'm very tired. I thought she did a very good job. I gave her a 7. You gave her a 7. the two girls gave her eights and the two boys gave her sevens. So I think we were all pretty much of the same mind that she did well. There was a few wobbly, but yeah. She's still learning her feet.
We're not even through the, well, we're getting there, but we're not even through the first half of the season. So I mean, and I will say, I thought that Rosie Perez did a much better job as a guest judge than the guest judge for the next night.
Yes. So did everybody else on Facebook.
Oh, did they?
Okay. Yes.
Now, that being said, Rosie's comments weren't necessarily the most helpful as far as improving
critique
or learning, but they were very supportive. And every now and then she would throw out something that was helpful that they could put towards next week or moving forward. So much more.
She just wasn't as abrasive
than the other guests. See, okay, we'll get to that when we talk about the next episode because it'll be more poignant. Then.
Yes, couple two, our favorite couple, I think so far.
Oh yeah,
Alona and Alan did a foxtrot
dancing to LaBelle's Lady Marmalade.
And I liked her outfit, and she needs to take that outfit. She needs to tell him, you don't need to keep this. You need to give it to me.
I'm going to keep it,
and I'm going to wear it out.
She needs to do that whenever she goes to any of her sports award shows or anything like that. Wear that outfit.
She looked cute as a bug.
Yeah.
We gave her sevens. The girls gave her eights. So the boys gave her sevens. So we all agreed.
With both of those two, apparently, according to what's-his-face, the...
Alfonso?
Yes.
Okay.
They were getting the evil eye from the girls.
Yes.
Because they were not
They were not scoring people as they felt
appropriate.
Yeah,
they were lesser vote points than what the girls said. So, yeah.
And then Eric and Britt came out and did a foxtrot.
Dancing to Al Green's Let's Stay Together.
And we gave him sixes. He got a seven from Carrie Ann, a six from Rosie, a five from Derek, and a six from Bruno. And I think it was his best dance. Actually,
yes, and I think we may see Eric about plateauing too. I think his age and physicality are showing.
Rosie was very impressed, which is why she gave him she gave him a six. Anyway, she was very impressed because she had recently had back surgery, and she knew how Eric was feeling.
Nothing had ever been said about him having had. I'm like, where did that? How do you know that? Unless maybe she knows him on a personal level.
Which I think she knows quite a few of them on a personal level.
Being an actor, I'm sure that,
Stephen and Riley came out next and did a quick step.
Dancing to Stevie Wonder's Superstition.
I like that song. Stephen did a very good job. He actually did, I think, slow down a little bit. He tends to go too fast.
Yeah, he rushes the beat.
You gave him a seven. I gave him an eight, along with the other two girls gave him eights, and the boys gave him sevens. So you agree with the boys this time. And then we have Brooks and Gleb do what they said was going to be a very sultry rumba.
Sorry, I was distracted by one of the cats. Dancing to Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing.
And they got straight sevens. Everybody, all of us, gave them a seven. Which made Gleb mad. He thought it should be more than that. But I didn't think... I thought she had very nice legs, but I didn't think it was very sexy, really. I don't know.
It was the movement. Okay.
Like they said, like the judges who know, said, it wasn't connected and flowy enough.
That's what I thought. It was very posy.
Yes, it was very posy.
Which, from Gleb... I could see because he kind of lives in that modely world where it's a picture, a camera, so I could see.
And that's what Brooks is. She's a model. So.
He's showing off his partner because she shows off well. And so, and plus she's not a dancer. So the connecting would be more difficult than the get you here. Okay, now. When you're here, do this. Look this.
Next up was Joey and Jenna doing a jive.
Dancing to Shout by the Isley Brothers.
And it was one of my favorite dances of the evening. They got an eight from us, two nines from the girls, and two eights from the boys. So we all kind of agreed.
All night, the girls were of one mind and the guys were of another. That's curious.
Yes. Then we had Dwight and Daniela doing a cha-cha-cha on 2 days of practice.
2 days, that's it. Dancing 2, Let's Groove by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
And they got all 6s except Derek. Derek gave him a 5 because he forgot. He really did forget what he was supposed to be doing, and he just boogied.
Yeah.
And I think that's why he got a 6 from people, because it's like, well, at least you did stand there and do something and
boogie. He did
have
some groove.
Yeah, he had groove.
That was the song. So he
And that's
was,
what Rosie said she wanted. She told them all of them she wanted the boogie.
He had the groove from the song. Maybe not much else than that.
Yeah.
But again, 2 days
practice.
I mean, what are you going to have after 2 days?
So Danny and Whitney came out next doing a foxtrot.
Dancing to the Jackson 5's Dancing Machine.
I think he's doing pretty good for a football player. I like him.
Mm-hmm.
We gave him 7s, the girls gave him 8s, and the boys gave him 7s. So he was pretty middle of the pack.
I enjoy his desire as it comes across on the show. Mm-hmm. He seems to be invested.
You can tell he's a competitive athlete, because even in this, he's competitive.
He is competitive.
He wants to do it right. He wants to do it well, and he wants to get good scores. He's very competitive.
We'll see if he's able to keep up the thews for probably another 6 or 7
episodes. I'd say he probably has a good 6 more, because I'm looking at people who, when I think they should leave, he probably should be in the upper 4.
Yeah, there should be 8 or 9 more episodes, either 12 or 13 for the season. I forget what I saw. Maybe I saw 12. So that means 8, not counting the final. So,
well, I don't think he's not in my top 2, so he's not going to last that long.
Well, the finals are what? Usually 4, right? Mm-hmm. And then one goes, and then they dance, and then they do how the other 3 did. Yeah.
Reginald and Emma were out next doing a foxtrot.
Dancing to Johnny Nash's I Can See Clearly Now.
And Emma danced. Reginald stood there.
Reginald.
Because he just can't.
Did not dance, yeah.
He got 5. He got a 6 from you, I'm sorry. A 5 from me. A 6 from Carrie Ann. And then 5s from everybody else. Because he has no dance quality. He's a sweetheart.
Oh, absolutely.
You can tell. But he has no dance. So, you know. And he says, I wish I could. And you can tell he wishes he could. So.
Yeah.
Then Jen and Sasha came out and did a Viennese waltz.
Dancing to Alicia Keys' Fallen.
They got 7s from us, 8s from the girls, a 7 from Derek, and an 8 from Bruno. And it was sexier than the rumba.
Yeah. Oh, it was.
That was the sexiest. I agree with Bruno. That was the sexiest Viennese waltz I think I've ever seen.
Yep.
And I wonder if they're a couple.
Jen and Sasha?
Mm-hmm. He can do better, but I wonder if they're a couple.
I'm just thinking that he's never been involved with a celebrity.
Not that
before.
We know of, no.
Yeah,
but then he's not had a young hot celebrity either.
Well, yeah.
He's had some of the older actresses and...
I just think that...
Is beyond him?
No. It's a professional line that really is bad mojo to cross. We
Do you think
it,
that's beyond him to cross that professional line? That he is too professional for that?
Because
I think Gleb and Brooks are
yeah,
a
I think
couple.
They are too. I don't know. You know, he was with another dancer for a while, and that recently has come to an end. So he could be in a position where he's wanting to...
That's a couple of years since he and Emma divorced.
Is it a couple years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well then he shouldn't be looking too hard to fill that space if it's not already filled. I don't know. I just, you know, and Strictly. I enjoy Strictly much more than I do Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that have become apparent starting this season that I just would not have thought occurred over there with that show. But they have. Things that I would be much more likely to hear about over here for Dancing with the Stars, but haven't necessarily heard that type of story for over here. Rather, it was over there in the UK. And so now I just don't know. I don't know what to think. Because, mm-hmm. I, you know, the...
Are you talking about the Giovanni...
Giovanni and who was the
Graziano.
Other one? Yeah, and Graziano.
Okay.
A couple of the guys that I was like,
well,
oh, I thought that they were, you know.
We're just going to interrupt Dancing with the Stars and talk about Strictly for a minute. With the Giovanni, it has come out that they issued an apology to her, but did not confirm any the physical abuse or mental abuse part of what she said. They said that they did see in the tapes where he was dictatorish,
Okay.
But they saw no abuse of any kind.
Okay.
So they did issue her an apology for her not being able to, for his dance, for his teaching style being rather strict and harsh in her mind. But they didn't say that, but they said there was no abuse of any kind. And she has also come out and said that she also had a cancer scare at the same time. And that added to her agitation and her frame of mind. So I think she's trying to kind of make it all go away since it's not going her way. Now, Graziano, what he said was it was an inadvertent kick, but nevertheless, it was a kick. Because that's what the girl said, that he kicked her. And he said, it was an inadvertent kick, but yes, I did end up kicking her.
Well, how in the world would she take offense at that if it was inadvertent?
But apparently she didn't feel it was, okay. And he said it was.
And
he said, she said.
The Amanda thing, I hope it never goes away. I hope it haunts her for the rest of her time, because she did shit, and she deserves what she gets.
Well, he's still on Dancing with the Stars Italy, and he and Anton have once again announced their dance. Yeah, they've announced their... Well, Anton couldn't, apparently, until he was cleared.
Because
he's still part of Strictly.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Yeah,
but now that he's been cleared by Strictly,
yeah,
then he and Anton are going on tour again.
Good.
And dancing.
Yeah. I just, you know, and I could see where in that world, things... You could have an instructor that was very, very strict. I could easily see that. Now, claiming, the only word that's coming to mind is battle fatigue, but what do they call it?
PTSD.
Come on, that's, you're reaching a bit far. And now, because she's been made to look bad, she's trying to explain, oh, well, it was, whatever, dog, you look bad. Accept it. Own it. You look bad.
And I could see Giovanni being a strict teacher.
Sure.
I really could.
Sure.
Okay, last couple out. We're going back to Dancing with the Stars. Is Chandler and Brandon doing a cha-cha-cha?
This is our benefit of having our own show.
I know. We can talk about whatever we want.
Whatever we want. They danced to Run DMC's It's Tricky.
And they got 8s from us and 9s from everybody else. That was the best dance of the night, according to the judges.
Yep.
Not to us. We tied them with Joey and Jenna. And I even tied them with Stephen and Riley.
But they were that's the high score for the
night,
wasn't it?
Yeah, it's the high score for the night.
So,
So we had no vote off, show's over, and next night we go to the next show, which is the hair metal show night, double elimination. This one's live. We have Gene Simmons as our guest judge, and he offended quite a few people.
Okay, now first of all.
I would expect him to be offensive. I'm sorry.
I did not find anything he said offensive. Now, yes, the man is abrasive, and I admitted that early on.
Mm-hmm.
Very abrasive. What you, as someone who did not like what he said, believes that he meant when he said things, that could be what he meant.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is, you nor I have any idea if that's what he meant. So, it's
the comment possible. The comment I read that made me think, yeah, that's exactly what it was. That uncomfortable uncle at the family reunion going around and talking to all the girls who are like 15 and 16 years old.
Yeah.
That's how he acted.
Just uncomfortable.
Yes.
It just made you... Now, also keep in mind that we have been trained a certain way in the last 15 to 20 years. And so that's how we feel uncomfortable in that way. Go back another 20 to 30 years, go back 40 years total, when he made his bones, there's not anything remotely near what he said that would have been offensive.
Oh, no.
He's
a rock and roll star.
I understand, you know, there's a line between, well, some people won't even accept that, but there's a line that... Well, that's the way they have always spoken and have always thought. Allowing that in our more recent societal norm and getting those two to meet sometimes is kind of difficult.
We've had many discussion about that, how it's really not fair for people to say, you can't talk and be that way, and yet tell me also, you can't tell me how to talk and be.
Right. Well, yeah.
And that's how people are today.
Right, right.
They're like, you can't tell me to be quiet. You can't tell me not to say something, but you can't talk that way. What? Wait a minute.
Isn't that what you just
said? Isn't that what you just said I couldn't do to you?
Yeah. It's a very me-oriented kind of thing.
The more thing to me was he was the creepy older guy who hitting on the younger girls.
I noticed that everyone was beautiful.
Yes.
You look beautiful. Yes. I'm like,
yes.
Really? Gene, I mean, dog, come on.
Maybe his eyes are bad.
I don't know. I don't know what he was
But doing. We also had Joel Hoekstra, who is the guitarist for
Whitesnake.
He was also there, and he actually played the guitar along with the band in a couple of the songs.
Yeah, Whitesnake had a song. Europe, he played guitar for a Europe song that was on there that I remember. And a couple more that, looking here at the list, don't jump out at me. So, but yeah, he was, they had several people up front as opposed to their normal orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, whenever he was part of it, he was somewhere on the set jamming. So it was pretty cool.
And Pasha choreographed their opening number. They didn't tell us who choreographed the Soul Train number. Oh yeah, they did. Lou Am. So sorry. Lou Am. Not Luann.
No.
Lou Am.
Am.
And Pasha.
What? Oh yeah, Pasha.
And Pasha did the hair metal night.
Yeah, he choreographed.
Yeah. And judges' scores will be Ed, Terry, Carrie Ann, Derek, Gene Simmons, Bruno.
And that opening song was Dance to Rock and Roll All Night.
Mm-hmm.
So,
of course.
There is, because Kiss didn't get a song in the dances. So
no, but
the opening routine, yeah.
So our first couple out are Danny and Whitney doing a Paso Doble.
Oh, here we go. Sorry. Joel Hoekstra was featured in that. He was also featured in Here I Go Again, which was the Whitesnake song.
Can we talk about it when we get there?
And the Europe song. So actually the two songs that I mentioned, and that was it apparently.
Okay.
So, okay.
Danny and Whitney, Paso.
Dance to Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer.
And they got all sevens except for Gene Simmons, who gave them a 9.
Yeah, Gene... Unfortunately, he was put right next to Bruno.
Yes.
I think that...
And he really liked Whitney. He said, the most beautiful woman
on
earth to Danny. He said, you're standing beside the most beautiful woman on earth.
I think maybe he was kind of put off by sitting next to Bruno.
Could be.
I think they should have sat him up next to Carrie Ann.
No, I don't think Carrie Ann would have put up with it.
She'd have just smacked him whenever he did, you know. So, yeah, so.
So Reginald and Emma were out next. Emma did a cha-cha-cha.
Yeah, dancing to I Wanna Rock by Twisted Sister.
And they got 2 5s from us, a 6 and 3 5s.
Yeah, Carrie Ann is voting for her uncle, Heart. Her grandpa, her, you know, because
Heart.
Reginald, I don't think he has danced anymore from the first time we've seen him in this season. I don't think, so...
Chandler and Brandon came out next and did a jive.
Dancing to Twisted Sisters, We're Not Gonna Take It.
And they got all 8s except for Gene. They got a 9.
We're not gonna take it.
Because he really thought Chandler was pretty.
I
think that's how he scored.
Apparently.
Brooks and Gleb did a cha-cha-cha.
Dancing to Poison's Nothing But a Good Time.
And they got all 8s except for Gene. Gave them what he thought was a 10, but he had scored a 9 in the system, so that's what they got, was a 9.
Right,
even though he held up a 10.
He flipped up the 10 panel, but then was told, well, the people who monitor told...
Julianne,
who told everybody, including Gene, and I think Gene was puzzled, or he just looked weird, that he had keyed one thing in and he had paddled something else. They had to go with the key, and that was 9.
And then Stephen and Riley did a foxtrot.
Dancing to Whitesnake's Here I Go Again featuring Joel Hoekstra.
They got 7s from us, 8s from everybody else, and I think this might have been Stephen's best dance.
I think so.
Really, I think he finally got it all reined in and actually stayed with the music, which he said, you know, men gymnasts don't do anything to music. And it's like, they'll practice with the women for a while because they do it to everything to music.
They do it to whatever the rhythm in their head is that they have to do to get through it. Yeah.
Dwight and Daniela did a Paso Doble.
Dancing to Aerosmith's Walk This Way.
Thankfully, he had the whole practice week, apparently.
Yes.
He got sevens from us, an eight from Carrie Ann, and sevens from everybody else.
It looked
else.
Much better.
Yes, it did.
I cannot get past their size difference.
I know.
It just looks so weird.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And then Eric and Britt did a Paso Doble.
Dancing to Cherry Pie by Warrant.
And he got 3 sixes, a five, a six, and a five, because he's not much better than Reginald.
I think that Eric has just plateaued. We mm-hmm. really haven't seen... Now, he may differ, if you were to ask him. But I don't think we have seen that much difference from the first to this performance.
Mm-hmm.
He... Not only has he plateaued, but I think he came in plateaued. Same as Reginald.
And someone said they should have Dancing with the Stars seniors, but I don't know if they'd have enough people to sign up for it.
Well, how difficult would that be to watch if everybody mm-hmm. all season mm-hmm. danced like Reginald and Eric? Mm-hmm. I mean, and I don't mean
even on
to
PBS.
I don't mean that in a mean way.
Right.
I mean it as an entertaining for me mm-hmm. as an audience member watching entertaining. I'm sure that it would be just as difficult for them as anyone else is difficult, mm-hmm. you know. But yeah, watching that would be that'd be tough.
Next was Elena and Alan doing a jive.
Oh, man. Dancing to Quiet Riot's Come On Feel the Noise.
They got eights from us, a seven, a six, a seven, and a six. She did mess up some. It wasn't enough to distract from the dance for me.
No.
But you could tell that she knew she messed up some. And according to the judges, she messed up quite a bit because she was literally crying.
She
like
was
bawling, couldn't
majorly
speak.
Upset. Before anybody said anything, mm-hmm. before the judges said anything, she was that upset about her performance.
And when she got up to Julianne, she was like, after she could speak, she's like, you do it perfectly in practice. And then you go out there and you let everybody down.
How many people mm-hmm. can say that mm-hmm. same thing? I don't know what happened. Last night or earlier today, whenever they block, it went perfectly. Mm-hmm. I did and then I get out there. Yeah, it's...
Mm-hmm.
But I
She's
was,
an athlete, though. I would hope she can shake it off.
I was very...
Concerned for
upset
her.
Upset that she was upset.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly... with the way some things went down near the end of the show, too, which we'll get to. But mm-hmm. I felt, because I like her. I enjoy watching her. I appreciate the fact that she has taken huge steps out of her comfort zone after having been in an unfortunate spotlight during the Olympics through no fault of her own. She continued to stay in the public eye by choosing to do Dancing with the Stars after being in the public eye because of that stupid stuff during the Olympics.
I didn't know anything about the stupid stuff during the Olympics.
She got caught up in the, is it a man pretending to be a woman discussions.
Oh, well, she doesn't look like a man to me.
And she...
She's just a very muscular...
She was...
Big framed woman.
A very high third to the, what was it, the boxer and the basketball player? Is that the... And then... Her.
Oh.
In a lot of discussions that I saw.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, and like I say, she, even though she was in the negative spotlight, again, not any fault of her own, she chose to stay in the spotlight by doing this show. So I really appreciate what she's doing. She's a really good celebrity to have on, too, because she's very outgoing.
Mm-hmm.
She's funny. She's personable. She interviews well. On the other side of the mic. Apparently, she works for her pro. They work with... I mean, she is everything that you hope a celebrity does, mm-hmm. I would think, by being on the show. Unlike... what was her name?
Anna?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was very empathetic for her. Very.
Next out were Jen and Sasha doing a Paso Doble. Lots of pasos.
Yes. To Europe's The Final Countdown featuring Joel Hoekstra.
And they got all eights except for Derek gave them a seven. And I thought it was very good dance. I thought it was Jen's best dance
far. Yeah, I think so.
And then Phaedra and Val came out and did a paso.
Yes, there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This was the fifth paso of the night. Dancing to Bon Jovi's You Give Love a Bad Name.
I guess because hard rock, metal rock is very driving, so it's good for
pasos. To pasos, yeah.
They got all sevens except for Derek, and they got a five.
Well.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's
That's Gene's.
Gene. That's Gene's score. They got a 5.
Yeah, Gene.
I think he has something against Phaedra or Val.
Out of nowhere, he
out of nowhere, he came out with a low score.
But this was the most un-Val-like I've ever seen Val look, as far as makeup and wardrobe. You could not tell that was Val.
And she looked like Tina Turner.
I'm not even sure dancing. It looked like a normal Val passo. It wasn't as strong as some of his other passos have been. And I guess that's because of his partner. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she looked like a short Tina Turner.
Mm-hmm. And then Joey and Jenna ended our evening with a tango.
Dancing to the Scorpions, Rock You Like a Hurricane.
And they got all 9s because it was the best dance of the night.
Yes, it was awesome. Easily the best dance of the night.
And then they went to commercial break and told you had till the end of the commercial break to vote. And then they came back and told us, safe are Joey and Jenna, Brooks and Gleb, Stephen and Riley, Chandler and Brandon, Jean and Sasha, Phaedra and Val, and Danny and Whitley, and Dwight and Danielle. And they left on the stage.
They left 3 couples, Alona, 2 of which were going to be eliminated.
Yes. Alona and Alan, Eric and Britt, and Reginald and Emma were left on the stage.
The worst night to leave Alona up there.
She was crying again.
She was devastated by being one of the last 3, so she thinks. Now, you know, we are told
over and over
in no particular order and what
have
you.
Except for the 2 that are leaving. Exactly. The rest of the ones that are announced safe or not are in no particular voting order.
I don't know how you decide who that third is going to be that is safe. But she was on top of how she felt earlier.
Mm.
She gets down there and just sees couple after couple leave after couple after couple. Oh, I was so mad that they did that to her.
He was so mad. But we said goodbye to Eric and Reginald, which is how it should be because both of them are not physically capable of doing much more. They're actually going to hurt themselves if they continue to try to move their bodies in ways that they need to.
Yeah, the longer they beat themselves up, the more likely they are to get hurt.
So I think it's good that they are the 2 that have left us.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully. And I wish there was some sort of podcast or something that went on during the week that could tell us how Ilona is doing, how she is feeling after all that. Because I told Terry, Alan needs to just take her out and just get her drunk to get her mind up. Just away from all of it. Just go. No other dancers, no nothing. Just take her out and just let her do whatever, you know. Because, that was shit to do to her. They don't know that they're going to be picked. And they certainly don't know what order they're going to be picked. So, they could have picked anybody. But they did it because they wanted to increase the drama because of how she's acting. I bet you that's what... Oh, man. Whatever producer made that call, I would really like to talk to.
You'd probably like to smack them.
Oh, man. That was
You don't want to talk to them. You want to smack them.
That was shit.
Do you know anything about next week?
Next week is dedication night.
And who's the guest judge?
The guest judge is none other than Mark Ballas.
Mm-hmm.
3-time trophy hoister for Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we do have some information. It seems... what are we doing here? Oh, okay. And... they've already released who the dances are going to be dedicated to, but I'll hold that until we talk about it next week. Danny and Whitney and Chandler and Brandon both are doing contemporaries.
Okay.
And that is, that's a male celebrity and a female celebrity. So, of course, there will be a direct comparison as to how they do. Dwight and Danielle, Ilona and Alan, and Phaedra and Val are all doing rumbas. So Val comes off a paso with a rumba. Brooks and Gleb are doing a salsa. Stephen and Riley an Argentine tango. Jen and Sasha a foxtrot. And Joey and Jenna a Viennese waltz. Now that'll be nice to see how Joey handles the Viennese waltz. And then, like I said, it's dedication. So these are all going to be... perhaps tear jerky kind of why this song kind of things. So, but apparently, I don't know how or why, but all of that has been released. Let me flip down here and see what the source is. Entertainment Weekly. So apparently
they got somebody on the inside.
As of today, Entertainment Weekly talked to all of the couples and got what their dance was, what the song was, and who they dedicated to. So
cool.
Nice kind of little spoiler thing for them to do there. I mean, mm-hmm. why would you want to do that? Because it takes some of the attention off of the show. I mean, ABC shouldn't allow that. Okay.
So we're going to move on to Strictly.
Strictly Come Dancing. Movie week.
Movie week, where our hostesses are Tess and Claudia. Our judges are Eddie Lee, Terry Ann, Craig, Motsi, Shirley, and Anton. We had a Minion opening dance by the pros. And Lizzie Goff and Kiernan Donovan choreographed the Minion.
And I wonder if one of them was...
Was the dancer?
Was the dancer Minion. Yeah, I don't remember it being said. But there was a different style dancer, you could tell, than the pros, who was guesting as one of the Minions mm-hmm. and dancing around and taking some camera time here and there. And we kind of slacked. We've only watched two episodes of It Takes Two that apply to this or leading into next week. So we're a little behind.
It's okay. So our first couple out is Montel and Johannes doing a tango.
Where are you going to mention Nick?
Nick.
Now or later?
Later.
Okay. Because he hurt his knee?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You can talk about it now. You've already brought it up. Everybody's like, what is he talking about?
Nope,
what are they talking about?
Nope.
What's his last name? I done forgot.
Nick Schlemiel.
Yeah. Nick and Nancy, isn't it?
Nick Knoll.
Nick and Luba.
Luba? Yeah, Nick Knowles.
Yeah, and Luba. He's the one that had hurt his arm and was dancing a modified dance last week, and somehow he hurt his knee.
A modified American Smooth last week.
So somehow he hurt his knee when they were doing blocking for the show, so he couldn't do his dance. So he gets a bye because he did dance hurt, so he hasn't really missed one. You're allowed to miss one. You get a bye for one for being hurt. Yeah. So he's not here this evening, so we only have 13 dancers.
And that's okay because the person that was eliminated, he wouldn't have affected this person anyway. They were at the bottom of the groups anyway. So,
yes.
Montel
and Johannes in a tango.
Dancing to only One Night Only from Dreamgirls.
And because that was their movie, Dreamgirls.
Yes.
They got a 6 from Ed, a 7 from me, and a 7 from everybody else on the judges panel.
Yeah, it just didn't. It didn't work for me.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't.
I thought she was too hesitant, but I still gave her a 7 because she didn't mess up anything.
No.
She was just hesitant. It wasn't sharp and driving like a tango normally
is.
And
I will say, to my eye, they are one of the best looking couples mm-hmm. together that I can remember seeing on the show. Mm-hmm. I mean, they just look really good in their different outfits that they have on and the chemistry between them and just the whole package. Now, this evening, Johannes was looking right.
Mm-hmm.
He was, wow, yeah, he mm-hmm. was a character out of Dreamgirls. And mm-hmm. it was, the look was working for him.
Mm-hmm.
He
had hair.
And a mustache.
Next out were Toya.
He had a almost 70s porn mustache.
Yeah, almost.
Next
up were Toya and Neil doing a samba.
To Little Mermaid's Poor Unfortunate Souls.
And she was Ursula, and she came out of the depths of an octopus. It was, like, really cool, the visual effects. They got a 5 from Ed, a 6 from me, a 3 from Craig, and 4s from everybody else.
We weren't close to what everybody else did.
I didn't think it was that bad, but okay. And then Chris and Diane did a jive.
Dancing to Wayne's World theme from Wayne's World.
They did it really well, too.
Yes, yeah.
You gave them a 6. I gave them a 7. They got a 7 from Craig and Motsi and 8s from Shirley and Anton.
That was not a jive song.
No, but I thought he did pretty good. Tasha and Aliaz did a rumba.
To Barbie's What Was I Made For?
And this was one of the prettiest rumbas I've seen, I do believe.
Yes.
I thought she did an excellent job, as the girl part of the rumba is the hardest part. I thought she did a really good job. And they got 8s from everybody but Shirley and Anton, and they gave them 9s. Miss Rumba, Miss Shirley gave them a 9. Tasha was just over the moon for that. And then Paul and Karen did a cha-cha-cha.
Dancing to the theme song from the movie The Magnificent Seven.
Now, we gave him sevens because we thought that he didn't do too bad at all. Yeah, he got a 3 from Craig, a 5 from Motsy and Shirley, and a 6 from Anton.
Apparently, he did do bad.
Yeah. We are easily entertained, and we're not technical dancers.
No, we're not
we go for
judges.
How you make us feel. We're the Carrie Ann's of the world here. And I thought it wasn't that bad. Sarah and Vito did a Viennese waltz.
To the Hedwig theme from Harry Potter.
Now, they got 8s from us, an 8 from Craig, a 9 from Motsy, and an 8 from Shirley and Anton. So, you know it had to be pretty good because you got an 8 from Craig, as well as us. Yeah. But we're easier than Craig. But I was just amazed by her turns and her reverse spins.
I thought it was wonderful to
watch. It was like, she just looked like a little whirling dervish out there on the floor. And then Pete and Yuita did the most comical dance of the evening. They did a samba.
Easily. To the George of the Jungle theme from George of the Jungle.
And he was George, and he had on a loincloth, and you saw just about every tattoo the man owned.
Yeah.
And he had no shoes on, and he was swinging around on a vine.
He swung in on a vine.
He did everything that he could do, and he got 2 7s from us because of all of that. He got 2 6s from Craig and Motsy, and 2 7s from Shirley and Anton. And then JB and Amy came out and did an American Smooth.
To Pure Imagination from Wonka, which is the most recent Willy Wonka movie.
We liked it. We gave him 8s. We really thought that he did a very smooth job. He got a 7 from Craig, an 8 from Motsy and Shirley, and a 9 from Anton. And then Sam and Nikita did a Paso Doble.
Dancing to Elevation from the Laura Croft Tomb Raider movie.
She got a 7 from me because of the character that she chose to play. I love Laura Croft. And I thought that she looked a good Laura Croft part. Mm. She did okay. It wasn't quite shaped enough. But other than that, she did okay. She got all 7s except for Motsy and Anton gave her an 8. And then Shane and Nancy did a Viennese waltz.
Dancing to Elvis's If I Can Dream from the Elvis movie most recently.
This is one of the best dances of the evening. They got 8s from everybody except for Motsy. Motsy gave him a 9. Wynn and Katja did a cha-cha-cha.
To Papa's Got a Brand New Bag from Mrs. Doubtfire.
And he was Mrs. Doubtfire.
He was Mrs. Doubtfire.
He dressed like that part, and he danced in that garb. And he got all 7s except for Shirley and Anton. They gave him 8s. I thought that was generous. I thought a 7 was good.
Yeah, I thought a 7 was
because
good.
He didn't do a lot of the cha-cha moves, but he did do some moves that they said that nobody else had ever done.
Right.
That are part of cha-cha that normally are too difficult for anybody to do because they're very syncopated. That's not the word they use, but that's the word we decided they
polyrhythm.
Meant. Polyrhythm.
Polyrhythm is what they said. Yeah. I told Terri Ann, I grew up, I was in band.
And I was in voice.
In junior high school, in my first half of college. So when I was in music, it was called syncopated. Now, I don't know if syncopation is truly different from polyrhythms, but the way they were using the word polyrhythm seemed syncopated to me. Mm-hmm. So
next out was my favorite dance of the evening. Punham and Gorka did a couple's choice, and they did Bollywood.
And I apologize beforehand. They danced to the song Bali Chudiyan from Kabikushi Kabigam, or thereabouts,
mm-hmm.
as Indian as this unfortunate white boy can get.
And they got all 8s except for Motsy, who gave them a 9.
Yep.
And we have seen some Bollywood dancing on different dance shows. We've seen actual Indian competition Bollywood dancing before, and she did pretty good.
Yes.
I mean, there was, not knowing the story she was trying to tell with her hands, I don't know if her hand placements were right. I do know that in what we've seen in the competitive Bollywood dancing, they seem to have more intricate movements in their hands than she did.
Mm-hmm.
So That's the only thing I can go with. And what you're doing is you're telling a story with your hand movements. They say certain things. It's almost like a sign language.
Right.
So I'm not sure what story she was telling. So maybe her story was much simpler than...
She was emulating whatever this was that was in the movie.
Yeah.
So I guess you'd have to see the movie to understand.
But it was my favorite dance of the evening because she was so joyful in doing it. And Gorka looked like he had been doing it out all his life.
This was the first... Bollywood dance that has been done on Strictly.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why Dr. Poonam was particularly moved. First, that she was involved in the first and that she was able to do it. She used a catchphrase that she has heard and it made an impression on me, and it will be a catchphrase that I will remember. I don't know if I'll actually be able to use it moving forward or not, but it is, you can't be what you don't see. And so that, just that concept, I've heard it put other ways, but just it made a mark.
Mm-hmm.
So
it was more impactful than the statement we normally hear, which is, I need to see someone who looks like me.
Right. I don't see people that look like me. Or I wanted to create something that had people that looked like me, or you know, something along mm-hmm. those lines. That's usually what we hear, but that's... Yeah.
I liked it better. You can't be what you can't see. I like that. And then Jamie and Michelle finished our evening with a quick step.
Dancing to Rocket Man's I'm Still Standing.
And he was very Elton John with the glasses and the feathers.
He
was very Elton John.
Yeah.
They got all eights except for Motsi and Anton gave him sevens because he lost his frame quite a bit. But still, just the mood and the fact that he stayed in... Elton John character,
he was
very good. So then we go to the vote-off show, which is not the next night. It's the same day. They just air it on the next night. Let's just put it that way. And we have a rehash of everybody's dances, and then they bring everybody out, and they tell us safe are Poonam and Gorka, Wynn and Katja, Tasha and Aliaj, JB and Amy, Pete and Yuita, Sam and Nikita. And in the dance-off is Paul and Karen. And then our pro dancers come and do a rom-com dance, romantic comedy, choreographed by Mandy Moore. We know that name.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of cute. Neil was in a dream, and in the dream he was in the rom-com, and he got a girl. And at the end, they showed up in his room, and he actually had the girl. Hi. And then we had the debrief of the judges where they talk about some different dancers. And then they brought everybody back out again, and safe were Shane and Nancy, Chris and Diane, Sarah and Vito, Montel and Johannes, and Jamie and Michelle. And in our bottom dance-off position is Toya and Neil.
Yes.
And then we had a very lovely pianist, Alexis French, did a piece. Do you have what it was?
The piece was The Heart Asks Pleasure First from the Piano. I assume that's a movie also, the
mm-hmm.
Piano. It doesn't.
But it was lovely. I enjoyed it. Kai and Lauren danced to it.
It's a New Zealand movie.
The whole thing was just, I thought,
it was very,
very, very, very, very nice. I liked it. And then we saw Paul and Karen and Toya and Neil do their dances again. I thought that they both did about the same quality that they did the first time. I didn't see that big a difference. And they asked the judges to vote, and it was a unanimous, we're going to keep Paul and Karen and say goodbye to Toya and Neil. Which, to me, that's right. Between the two, either one of them could have gone, but I think I would have kept Paul and given him another chance.
Yeah, I think Toya's performances since the beginning of the show, in my mind, meant that she should be the one to go over Paul.
Now, once we get rid of Paul, though, because I do believe Paul's in that bottom list there. Once we get rid of Paul, it's going to be very, very hard.
Things tighten up quite a bit.
I mean, everybody else is pretty much has a chance of being equal because they have strengths and weaknesses that kind of...
It's going to turn out to just be a popularity vote.
It's going to be whoever... catches on to the next dance better because they're all, I think, equally talented.
Well, I take that back. Nick probably should be leading the pack to go next.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah, after Paul.
Yeah. So there's
a couple.
The
dance quality that we've seen. Yeah.
There's a couple, depending on how the dominoes fall, that should go. But then after that, it's, yeah.
Then I guess it would be Pete. Although he got better.
Yeah, I guess. So, I don't know. It's, yeah, that's
like
tough.
I said, it just depends on what dance style they get and whether or not they can pick it up and do it.
Yeah. So, for next week, we already have all of the dances except for whatever it is Nick and Luba are doing, if they are doing anything.
Yes.
We don't know. So, Chris and Diane will be doing a salsa, as will Jamie and Michelle. JB and Amy will be doing a rumba. Montel and Johannes will be doing a Viennese waltz. Paul and Karen and Pete and Juita will be doing quick steps. Dr. Poonam and Gorka will be doing a jive. Sam and Nikita will be doing a samba. Sarah and Vito a foxtrot. Shane and Nancy a cha-cha-cha. Tasha and Aliage will be doing a Charleston.
Oh, cool.
I think Aliage always enjoyed Charlestons. And Wynn and Katja will be doing a tango.
Okay.
So Wynn gets to go from a cheeky cha-cha-cha to a tango.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see if he can keep up with this diametric switching of characterizations from week to week to week.
It should not be that difficult for him, just like being an actor, because he is an opera. He is a professionally trained opera singer. You have characters that you play in the opera. You're not just out there singing.
Right.
You're singing a part in a production.
So you
have to kind of take on some sort of character in order to move the story along. So he and actors have that advantage over the athletes.
Oh yeah, who emotion shouldn't play into what they do as a
right.
sport. It's quite the opposite most times, I would think. You do get emotional, but you want to keep emotion out of your performance. Okay, so that's everything for Strictly. I think that's everything for Dancing with the Stars. So I guess that's everything for the show.
And we're caught up.
Except,
we got to tell you how to get hold of us.
If you guys do want to do that, you can find us at dancefever at gmail.com if you want to email us.
F-E-V-R-E.
Deliberatenoise.com/dancefever is the website.
F-E-V-R-E.
And we are on the Twitters and the Facebooks, or the Book of Faces, as Thor says. Twitter, we are one word. And on the Book of Faces, we are two words, Dance Fever there.
F-E-V-R-E.
And so wherever you find us, you spell fever.
F-E-V-R-E.
There we go. And so until next time, guys, keep dancing.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye.